So the latest data we have on this is from 2013, and of all the births in Australia, only 0.3% were actually planned to be home births. So that works out at just under 1,000 births in that year.
1,000 births in the whole of Australia?
In the whole of Australia, so it's not many.
How many home birth programs are there in Australia?
Okay, so in Australia, there's two different ways that women can access home birth. One of them is through the private model, where midwives have their own little business and they're called a privately practicing midwife. They're also sometimes referred to as an independent midwife. In that model, women have to kind of seek out and find that midwife themselves, and they also fund that care themselves. So out of pocket, it's often about $5,000, but they can sometimes get a rebate. Another model that we have in Australia that's grown in popularity is called the publicly funded home birth program. And that's where midwives who are employed in a local maternity hospital are able to offer home birth as an option for low risk women. There are around 15 operating throughout the country. So that's not a huge amount in terms of if you think about how many maternity hospitals we have and how many women we have out there. So in 2013, there are around 300,000 births in Australia, and only 15 places throughout the whole country offering home birth as an option for those women.
Is that a case of a midwife in a public hospital goes, hey, I want to do home birth? Or is it a case of the hospital saying, we're going to offer home birth to women in this area?
There's usually a midwife who champions the model, and there may be an obstetrician who comes on board as well. But usually it's a couple of midwives who've either had some previous experience or who are really interested in offering this option to women. And they kind of get together, and it takes a long time usually to get the program set up. There are a lot of policies that they have to develop, and there's often a lot of people they have to convince higher up the ladder in terms of overseeing obstetric supervisors and that sort of thing who need to approve it.
So when a home birth service is established, where are the midwives getting the information from as to how they should perform a home birth?
Yeah, great question. So there's often champions of the model. So sometimes that's a midwife who's had experience of home birth. Either she's had one herself, she's provided home birth as a private midwife previously. Or what's interesting is that I'm finding a lot of the midwives say that the person who championed the service was someone who was either trained in England, the Netherlands, or New Zealand. So these are countries where home birth is much more normal and more part of just the normal options that are available to women. So because it is so rare in Australia, as you can tell from that 0.3% planned home birth rate, not many midwives have had exposure to it. So yes, there's usually someone who has experience and they mentor the other midwives into how to do it. But really, when we're providing care for women at home, it's very much the same as what we do for women in hospital. In fact, it's just the same but a little bit more relaxed. So you're in that home environment, you're in the woman's space, you've still got all the skills, you've still got your bag full of equipment if you need it, but often you don't need it. So it's sort of, you know, just a transferring of the what you do in hospital, but in a more relaxed environment at home.
You mentioned that home birth is very different to a hospital birth. Can you put into words that difference?
Yeah, so the way an environment is designed influences the way we are in that space. So not only does it influence the woman, it also influences her partner and the midwife as well. So women tend to feel more relaxed at home simply because it's their home. Having said that, not all women feel safe in the home space. So it's not as if we want to have this blanket rule that all women should be at home, because some women, in fact, feel safer in hospital where there is all that equipment available and that environment that is a little bit more medical. It also tends to have a really profound impact on partners. So in the hospital, partners often feel a little bit lost. They don't quite know what to do. They need to ask someone, excuse me, where's the bathroom? Excuse me, can I make a cup of tea? Things like that. Whereas in the home space, it is their domain. So once a midwife steps into their space, she needs to ask them permission for the bathroom and the cup of tea and all that sort of stuff. And that's a significant shift in power dynamic between the midwife and the woman and the partner.
What about the midwives in your study? They spoke about their experience of seeing a home birth. What were they saying about it?
So this is really beautiful. This is one of my favourite things that's come out of my study, is that then midwives talk very explicitly. Often they retold me the story of the first birth they ever saw at home in great detail, because it's such a significant event for them. And some of them even talk about how, you know, I'd been a midwife for 10 years, I'd facilitated over 1,000 births, and when I saw that home birth, it was like nothing I'd ever seen before. You know, seeing the woman in her own environment in a truly undisturbed physiological state. So, you know, they talk about how it really opens their eyes to this new way of, I mean, it's not a new way of giving birth. In fact, it's the oldest way of giving birth. It's the original way. But when so much of our births occur in hospital now, home birth has become the alternative. And so when midwives see it for the first time, they're quite pleasantly surprised usually, because they talked about how anxious they were before they went into it, thinking, do I have the skills I need? Will my midwifery skills transfer into the home environment? What if something happens? Once they see it, they talk about how it was just the most beautiful thing and that they were crying. And one midwife describes how she was so euphoric after that home birth, but then she suddenly was hit with this feeling of resentment, because she thought, how many women are missing out on this? You know, I've seen so many births and none of them have been as beautiful as this.
Because then what happens when the midwife goes back into the hospital?
Yeah, well, that's a really interesting thing too, is that what they're telling me is that their practice is changing. So what they see at home and the difference they see in the way the woman is at home and the way the midwife behaves at home, they are reassessing their practice and they feel like they're better able to facilitate normal birth in the hospital because they've seen truly normal birth at home. And so they're much more aware of guarding the space, making sure the woman's not interrupted, keeping the noise to a minimum, keeping conversation to a minimum, keeping the lights turned down. And these are things that midwives do tend to do in the hospital environment already, but I think they just become more acutely aware of how powerful that can be for the woman in her process of labour.
You briefly mentioned the sort of education phase that these midwives are going through. How formalised is it?
So the interesting thing about all these 15 different services across the country are that they are all developed in isolation from one another. So there's no national standard for what a midwife has to do to attend a home birth. So each hospital has their own policy, but most of them that I've spoken to have a very similar system, and that's where the midwife has to be credentialed. So she needs to have the skills of suturing so that she can repair a tear if a woman tears following birth. And all midwives have to be competent in resuscitation of both the woman and the newborn if necessary. So they all have to have done all their emergency drills, which is a normal part of midwifery training, and be accredited for suturing as well. And then what they first do is go out with a more experienced midwife and witness at least 1, 2, 3 home births. Then they go in as a second midwife. So all of the publicly funded home birth programs send a minimum of 2 midwives out to a home birth. And that's usually because midwives can discuss if there's any concerns about the way labour's progressing. It's really good to have a colleague to discuss, someone who's there with their own eyes witnessing the same thing. The other thing is that in case of emergency, obviously, having 2 midwives is, you know, 2 hands.
It's like having a pilot and a co-pilot.
Exactly, very much so. So you go in as the second midwife, and usually there's not much for the second midwife to do because things more often than not go very smoothly. So you are then witnessing again quite a few. It's often 5, I think, as the second midwife. And then you go in as the primary midwife, but you always have a second with you. So they're really easing the midwives into it. And you know, some of the midwives have told me that people in their team needed a few more births, or if they'd been on holidays or worked in a different model and then come back and they felt a bit nervous again, well, they'd just go back and start again with just watching them being the second and then the primary. And some midwives actually never felt comfortable doing it on their own. So, of course, there's no pressure for them to do it. It's really important that the midwife feels comfortable and the midwife feels confident in what she's doing, because if she's not, obviously that's going to affect the way she practices, and the woman will probably pick up on that as well.